الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The next point of benefit on taqwa, that المؤسس على التقوى حق من غيره في الصلاة. What is established upon taqwa is more worthy to pray therein. قال الله تعالى in Surah التوبة verse 108, لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه. Verily the mosque whose foundation was laid from the first day on taqwa is more worthy that you stand therein to pray. And the next benefit, that the goodness is in establishing the foundations on taqwa. As in Surah At-Tawbah verse 109, قال الله تعالى أفمن أسس بنيانه على تقوى من الله ورضوان خير أم من أسس بنيانه على شفا جرف هار فانهار به في نار جهنم. Is it then he who laid the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and his good pleasure better, or he who laid the foundation of his building on an undetermined brink of a precipice ready to crumble down, so that it crumbled to pieces with him into the fire of hell. Now, the taqwa, the next benefit, the taqwa prevents asking for excuses from jihad. In Surah At-Tawbah verse 123, in order to understand this, we need to read the verse from the beginning. And we would point to the point of evidence at the end. In verse 123, Allah says what it means, O you believe, fight those of the disbelievers who are close to you, and let them find harshness in you, and know that Allah is with those who are of taqwa, having taqwa. But if we begin this verse 123, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying what means, O you believe, have taqwa of Allah and be with the truthful. It is not for the townsfolk of Al-Madinah and for those around them of the wandering Arabs to stay behind the Messenger of Allah and prefer their lives to his life. That is because neither thirst nor toil nor hunger afflicts them in the way of Allah, nor step any step that angers the disbelievers, nor gain they from the enemy again, but a good deed is recorded for them thereof. Allah loses not the wages of the good, nor spend they any spending, small or great, nor do they cross a valley, but it is recorded for them, that Allah may repay them the best of what they used to do. And the believers should not all go out to fight. Of every troop of them, a party only should go forth, that they who are left behind may gain sound knowledge in religion, and that may warn their folk when they return to them, so that they may beware. O who you believe, fight those of the disbelievers who are near to you, and let them find harshness in you, and know that Allah is with those who are al-muttaqin. You see that? So from this, the deduction is that the taqwa prevents asking for excuses from joining the jihad when it is. Also, and by it, the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the particular companionship is attained. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, and know that Allah is with those who are muttaqi, and know that Allah is with those who are muttaqi, this is the special companionship of Allah, which gives them, renders them victorious and gives them help. Yeah. The next benefit, it is from the means of benefiting from Allah's signs. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yunus verse 6, إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. Verily in the alternation of the night and the day, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth are signs for those who have taqwa of Allah, those who keep their duty to Allah and fear Him much. The next benefit, it is from the means of attaining the wilaya of Allah, wilaya of Allah, support and help. And by it, grief and fear are eliminated. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yunus 62-63 ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Verily, the awliya of Allah, listen carefully here, verily the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Now comes the definition, who are the awliya? Who are the awliya? Those who believe, الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Those who believe and have taqwa. This is the definition of the wali. And plural, awliya. They are the ones who believe and have taqwa. Those who believed and used to have taqwa. The next benefit. Those possessing taqwa, they will receive the glad tidings in this life and the hereafter. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yunus 63-64 الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. Those who believed and have taqwa of Allah, for them are glad tidings in the life of the present world and in the hereafter. No change can there be in the words of Allah. This is indeed the supreme success. The next benefit, the good end is for al-muttaqin, for the people of taqwa. قال الله تعالى فاصبر إن العاقبة للمتقين in Surah Hud verse 49. So be patient. Surely the good end is for the muttaqeen. Surely the good end is for the muttaqeen. The next benefit. Taqwa is a cause of preventing transgression. قال الله تعالى Allah stated in Surah Hud verse 78. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي. So have taqwa of Allah and degrade me not as regard my guests. And the next verse, the next benefit. The reward for those qualified with taqwa is better than what's in this worldly life. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yusuf 12:57 وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And verily the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and used to have taqwa of Allah by executing Allah's commands and abstaining from His prohibitions. The next benefit. Taqwa is from goodness, for which Allah loses not the wages of the good doer. And Allah prefers him over others. As in Surah Yusuf 12:90. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. إنه من يتقي ويصبر. Verily he who has taqwa of Allah and is patient, then surely Allah makes not the reward of the good doers to be lost. And also from Surah Yusuf 109, we took this from a previous also surah, that the hereafter is better than this one for the muttaqeen. Allah Ta'ala, وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And verily the home of the hereafter is the best for those who have taqwa of Allah. The next benefit is that the end of the people of taqwa is al-jannah, is paradise. قال الله تعالى مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار وكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقب الذين اتقوا. The description of the paradise which the muttaqeen have been promised. Underneath it rivers flow, its provision is eternal, and so its shade. This is the end, the final destination of the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. The next benefit, the reward of those having taqwa is gardens with all kinds of bliss. قال الله تعالى إن المتقين in Surah Al-Hijr 15:45-48. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون ادخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. Truly the muttaqeen will be amidst gardens and water springs. It will be said to them, enter therein in peace and security. And we shall remove from their breasts any sense of injury that they may have. So they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. No sense of fatigue shall touch them, nor shall they ever be asked to leave it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. The next benefit. The reality of what Allah has revealed, has sent down, is realized by at-taqwa. As Allah stated in Surah An-Nahl 16:30, قال الله تعالى وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا خير. And when it is said to those who have taqwa, what is it that your Lord has sent down? They say, that which is good. That which is good. Next benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the abode of the muttaqeen, which indicates its perfect bliss. قال تعالى in Surah An-Nahl verse 30, we are وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And the home of the hereafter will be better, and excellent indeed will be the home of the muttaqeen. Those having taqwa will die on the best conditions, and will be received by the angels, greeting them with salam and honor. قال الله تعالى كذلك يجزي الله المتقين الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, as in Surah An-Nahl 16:31-32. Those in paradise, those whose lives the angels take while they are in a state of taqwa, say to them, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, enter your paradise because of the good which they used to do in this world. The next benefit of taqwa is from the causes of particular companionship of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:128 إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, meaning attaining the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the particular one. Truly Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who are good doers. The next benefit of taqwa is from the qualities of the messengers. قال الله تعالى in Surah Maryam verse 13, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاةً وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا, and made him sympathetic to men as a mercy or a grant from us, and pure from sins, meaning يَحْيَا, وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا, and he was a person qualified with taqwa. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. Next benefit, it causes the inheritance of gardens of Eden, as in Surah Maryam verse 63. قال الله تعالى تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا, such is the paradise which we shall give as an inheritance to those of our slaves who have been من كان تقيا, who have been on taqwa. We will stop here inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We are going fast.